msimamizi wetu, na mpokezi mwema wa kaya yetu. Niwe wewe niyependa ufukara, mtakatifu Fransisko wa Asisi. Somo na msimamizi wetu, na mpokezi mwema wa kaya yetu. Niwe wewe niyependa ufukara, mtakatifu Fransisko wa Asisi.
I had the opportunity for this last 11 days to spend an incredible 10th anniversary with our people, our wonderful friends of Holy Cross, the city of Nairobi, the community of Dandora. And over those 11 days, my brothers and sisters, it was once again this great reminder that they live without entitlements. They have no expectations. They live in this extraordinary gift of gratitude. That's where they are. And so they welcome us. They lavish their love on us. We had four wonderful celebrations. Food and dance and song, and you would be surprised to see your old pastor out there dancing like this. I mean, it's extraordinary. Their gift and their care and their gratitude, and they live in that. That parish, my brothers and sisters, just to remind you, was built in the 50s by the World Bank. A great idea to give some moderate place of living in that community. That was the effort. But they got bought by slumlords, and they built these gigantic buildings, and they began then to invite people in and charge all kinds of rentals. And so the place just mushroomed and skyrocketed. And so the community now is this bulging hundreds of thousands of people in a community that was built probably for 100,000. And then the city of Nairobi, in all of its wisdom, decided to put the garbage dump right next to it. And so you have this toxic environment with hundreds of thousands of people living literally butted up right against that dump. And 35,000 people are in that church community of Holy Cross, run by the community of priests that are across this world, international community, the Holy Cross community, their major mission, of course, at Notre Dame University. And those people live in that community, and they have nearly 59 small faith communities. So all of them are divided. All this large community divided into these small communities of faith. They're not so small, but communities of faith. And they meet weekly. And they share their life together, and they pray together. The priest comes and offers mass there, and they eat together. That's all they have. So on a Sunday, when liturgies go on for 2-3 hours, it's wonderful. I said to them, how can you stand this? And they said, it's their life. It's their beacon of strength. It's their hope. And that community of faith has an outreach. They have no physicians. And so they have nurse assistants, nurse practitioners who come and work in that center. That's a dispensary. It's the only place for medication, for medicines. And they're not treating colds and sniffles. They're treating extraordinary diseases. They have a school of 700 students. Out of almost 400 elementary schools in that district, our school is number 43 in success. And they're getting their kids out of the eighth grade and into high schools. It's extraordinary. These people live on a dollar or two a day. Imagine that. That's what they're living on. And they live with this incredible gift and gratitude and grace. One of the most extraordinary things is this dump where these kids live because they're homeless. And they take little bits and pieces off the dump, and then they go and buy glue, and they're sniffing glue, so their minds they're like wild animals on this dump. And they take 80 to 100 kids off that dump every year. Get them off their addiction. Get them into some foster homes and give them a life, a new life. It's life-saving. I said to those 30 people, and even though they corrected me, when I go there for that first visit and I make that corner turn and there's that place, I feel like I'm in the gates of hell. It's this extraordinary, grinding poverty. But as I said to you in the very beginning, a community of faith that's full of gratitude, no expectations, certainly no entitlements, and extraordinarily people of faith, and without doubt, incredible joy. Now you figure that, but there they are. And my brothers and sisters, you have been an extraordinary help to those people. Feeding 400 people with HIV/AIDS regularly, $25,000. You give that to them each year. That's how we do it. Our work in that dispensary, our building of that part of that school, and then giving scholarships and helping the Bowman, all of that comes right out of this gift. Now, I know they give us more than we ever would even begin to give to them, but we are a part of their lives, the fabric of their lives, and I don't know what they would do without us. Maybe that's an arrogant statement, but I believe it. So my brothers and sisters, it is an incredible gift. It's a huge blessing. They are our brothers and they are our sisters. They are us and we are them. And it's the great gift of my year. We had 30 wonderful people back tonight and here to celebrate that great connection and love together. I'm not going to be able to do it.